an aleph and an aleph. Halfway down the page. Tanan Hossam. Mission Erlis. Kosha Meistome Kutzman Ashinayim. Rahasar Ratiperin. The hair, teeth, and nails, fingernails, toenails, are not considered tomei. B'shas kiburon, not kulon tomei. But b'shas kiburon, when they're attached to the body, they function as part of the body to generate tumah. So if you have a mace whose hair is attached still, and the hair of the mace is inside the oil, and the rest of the mace is outside of the oil, so that'll create a din of tumah in the oil, because the hair is like part of the mace, and the part of the mace is inside of the oil. What about if the person is planning to cut it? He just made a decision already to cut it. Is considered part of the mace still at that point in time. Okay,
I'm not sure. I mean, omeid, does this just mean like overgrown?
No, that once a person makes a decision that he's planning to cut it.
See, okay, so you're talking about the person has already died, and so you're thinking, well, okay, we need to cut his nails off.
No, the person decided, you know, he says, he went to the barber and he dropped dead.
Yeah.
Okay, he was planning to cut his hair. So the hair was Emily Gossi's. Okay. Okay, so the Mor says, so why don't we bring a raya? Menisha lay me to Rabba Barbara Chana. So we have Rabbi Bechana said that the regards of the loch of Rekev, that the sar is considered a foreign matter. So we look at hair as a foreign matter, but he said it's only a problem because he cut it off, which means time. I skip time of Shem the Gozas, holy Gozas loy. So. But if he wanted to give me the halacha that hair is considered a foreign matter, he could have said a scenario where the hair was only gozes, lav dafka case he actually was gozes. So you see that as long as it's attached, it's still considered part of the body. It's not a foreign matter. So how come gozes reza galgalim loy gozes mi boyle? So could be Rabbi Bechana has the same shaila as Chizkiah has. One thing for sure, once it's gauze, it's definitely a foreign matter. When it's attached, I'm not sure, so I don't want to say that, but I'm not Vadi saying that it's considered attached. I have the same suffix as you, so you can't prove anything from Rabbi Bechana. Okay. Zog the Rosh, Tanan Hossam. About halfway down the page. Perik, they change gears to the Perik Gimel, the oilless. Kosher meis tomei, vav or tomei. So kosher meis tomei is b'marbi, even the or, it's not poser. Ikemandomer minarvodim, ikemandomer minaraisa. That's in the Mor and Harbor Reitiv. And we sat the school in the Mor is machlokes, whether that's the rice or not. Kutzmin hashinayim v'asar v'tivaron. Perik Dalmidim Mefarish Taima. Mishum the boy, Be'in and Dumi the Etzem. So why are Shinayim, Sar, and Tziporin not considered on their own a source of Tumah? Because the Torah just mentions the word Etzem. So we compare it to Etzem. Ma Etzem Shinivra Imai Ven Gizva Machlif. Etzem, the child is born with all of his bones, and if they're removed, they don't replace themselves. The child is born with a set of teeth which he discards, and then a new set of teeth comes in, even though they're embedded inside, but that's called because they as functioning as teeth, coming out as teeth, they're not there. So that's different than etzem in that sense. And just to start with, the person shall be shenivru imoy gizoy makli. Even though the child is born with hair and with nails, they constantly grow and regenerate themselves. A person would touch the hair or be mild on the hair, like he's being touching or being mild on the mace.
So it's interesting, it just talks about the gear here.
Yeah, but the Tosis mentions oil also.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair submission. I don't know why he just mentions the Gia, but it's the Mishnah says clearly oil also. Okay. Boy, Sarah Emily goes, so the Rosh actually says, like you, that they had a standard time when they would cut their hair. Gul ho yolahem the gidol sar, mosai ho emily gozis. So once the hair reached a certain length, the standard was always to cut it. So it was emily gozis by definition. The fingernails, stam, are the same thing. So now that it's emily gozis, is it still considered part of the mace or not? So the issue is tuma. The boy me boy lay inasa galgalin kilo hoya gozus recovery imoy. So the child is going directly back on Rabbi Yochanan's statement, that sar, which is gozus, is considered a foreign matter in regards to the din of rekev. So what about if it's armed the gozus? So the question is directly back on Rabbi Yochanan's din. That the Rosh Lanahira hero. So what's the Mishnah for? If the Mor wants to discuss a question regards to Tilchus Tuma, so you bring the Mishnah which says it's Tomei. Now I want to know, what about it's Emily Gozins? But if the Shal is directly in regards to the Halach of Gilgalin, so the Mishnah is irrelevant. The Tiv Shalei made Rabbi Barbarachona, time of the Gozins. Mashmalei the Rabbi Barbarachona, Ari Bacholinian, Afilo Emily Gozins, become Radafka Gozins. Since Rabbi Bechana did not qualify, he's talking about even a scenario where it's armadly gozes, and he still said it's only foreign matter, not part of the body, if it's actually in the exas. So Morris says, no, you can't prove anything. But like gozes, tiboya lecha. Tiboya, mi boya le. Okay, but a little bit of different gear, so. So what Rav Chana is saying, listen, I have no, that's clear to me that once it's nigzaz, it's foreign matter. Till it's nigzaz, if it's somebody gozes, I'm not sure. So I didn't discuss that case. The Rav Chana mi boyle hechad le gozes. He's not sure what the lechus in the case of le gozes. Hachi no, could gozes, the gozes dafka havi pshitule, because le gozes, it's for sure true. Okay. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rekev habamin ha'ekev mahu. So it comes from the heel. So you have the dead skin. You have this. You have clearly skin over there which is not alive anymore. So if the rekev is coming from that part of the body, so part of it is really not really something which was part of the mace in a certain sense. You could have taken it off, and the mace would have not felt it at all. But the person was alive, it would not felt it. So in a certain sense, it's not really part of the goof of the mace. Does that generate rekev or not? Can you give me a rekev? Habo mikulei mace. I would also meekev loy adimaloshno. So the way we're understanding it, the Tosis and the Rosh explain, kula meis means any part of the body which is really was alive and now it's dead, or and therefore the akev is excluded, or it means any part of the body. So Toshma, the Tani Rabbi Nosson, Rabboshiat Rekav Abomishtei Meisim is Tomei. So we've quoted this rise before, Rekav from two Meisim is Tomei. So Morris says, Vishachodaitach Abomin Ekev Loi, So that if the case someone which comes on the Akev is not included, so Zil Hocha Dilma Derech Akev Kasi. I'm assuming that the Morris question is that from this case more than the regular case of the Rekiv. If you have the way they're placed vis-a-vis each other, it's very possible that the foot of one is towards the body of the head of the other one. So we don't know. Maybe the part of the record which you're getting is coming from the Akev, and that's what's combining between the two mace. Whereas when the mace is buried by himself, one mace. So you know if it comes from the head was or where the foot was. I guess theoretically it could be relevant if you're one mace on top of another, but that's not a normal case. So Moore says, no, stop. Go back a step. The Girsa, which the Bach puts in, he puts in the word Hechidami. So let's re-understand the Shiloh. Tosh has a Girsa of Vadai. Idirkav Kula Mace, because he derech Ekev Hochinami. If the whole mace became Rekev, and including that the mace was part from the Akev, we don't say that the part which is from the Akev takes away from the din of Rekev from the rest of it.
So forget about
the Elohacha, the Irkev, Chad Aver, because he's there, Akev, my. The whole body has not, been Nirkev yet. But part of the body has been Nirkov. And it happened around the area of the Akev. So there our question is, the reason why it's Nirkov might actually be because, like we said before, that part of the skin around the Akev is already dead to start with, and that's why it was Nirkov more quickly than the rest of the body. So that's a unique element due to the fact that it's Akev, so maybe that has a different halacha. And that's why the more it has a shiloh, the more it's teku. Zok the Rosh. Rekam in Akev Mahu. Fishayesh be'ekabashal adam oibi basa shein b'chiyas. Under the person's heel, there's this hard layer of skin which is not alive anymore, it's dead skin. Achim iboyle im rikvavosoi metame mish. So maybe that doesn't have a din of rekav because it's not really part of the mace. Kikim rekav habo mean kuloi mace. So how does that exclude? Why does the phrase kuloi mace exclude the akev? Kamer shabo mean dover shemes im a mace shabashas misa mesa kol yachad. Something which died together with the mace. But this skin died before the mace died. The fish mace. That part of the body was dead even when the person was alive. The total amount was a maloy tarbet. So now the Rosh learned this, it's not a Dilma, it's really the Rosh learning it's a Vada. So why is there Tuma? So go to the side of one mace. Titamenu.
Hello.
Vare. So the change of gears to Veloma. Or Veloma to the man of Vada. So you can't be Vada Mitame him. Because part of that is very, very strong potential from the Akev. I'm not sure why it's only strong potential. It should be the way he's learning the Kasha. Where the more than before there was a total between the two Mason. So it means part of that was from the, came from the Akev, was part of that amount. Okay, but my love and Nicholas the Mikdash I also Kaddish Bishkaga. Maybe carbon. You're giving the person who touches a Melotavid record or a mile of Melotavid record is Tomei, he's Nicholas and Mikdash, he brings a carbon. He eats Hektish, carbonus, he's Chayav a carbon. How can he bring a carbon? It's a carbon of the Yerid, but it's might be Kulim Bazoro. So either Erkav Kule Meis, Vasi Derech Ekev, or Chanami. Im Nirkav Kola Guf, Venirkav Gama Ekev, Lomi Boyale, the body Tomei. The Ekev being part of the body, when the whole body disintegrates, the Akev is included in creating the record. What's the Shiloh? Going to Irkav Chad Aver because he's there. Akev Shadayin Lo Nirkav Sharaguf Kim Ho Akev. The whole body has not disintegrated yet, but the area of the Akev has. So Aver has some Akev. And the area of the body near the Akev. So we're saying that maybe it doesn't have a din of Rekev because we can say Fishain Chiyus be Akev, because that part of the body, the heel, it's already dead skin. Mir Lirkov, that's why it started to be Nirkov more quickly than everything else. V'hirkov gamma avrish etzli, and that spread to the area around it as well. So the source of the recovenant wasn't the natural recovenant of the mace, because the rest of the mace hasn't been Nirkov yet. This has to be some outside element which is causing it. So maybe that's not the loch of Rekov or not. So that's the Shiloh which Rabbi Yirmiyahu was considering, and the Moshe's take. Boy, hear me up. Uber be meima yhavi gagalim aloy. We look at the Uber as some other died with the Uber, and now we have Rekev. So do we look at it as gagalim or not? Do we say kima dam remar uber yerech imoy hilchach gufa hu v'loy havi galgalin? We have a concept of uber yerech imoy. Until makim in the sefer lot says mifresh parish mino. Since it's going to come out, it has a distinct status. Now. So we had before the Rebbe Yochanan said Shnei Mason, which are covered in Zayim Zayah, are considered goggling to each other. So do we look at the Uber vis-a-vis the mother like Shnei? It's like considered like Shnei Mason, she covered in Zayim Zayah. Okay, so the Amora in Tim Solomar Uber the Sefer Lot says Mifresh Parish Mino. Since the Uber is going to come out, therefore it's considered a distinct separate entity from the mother even before it came out, and therefore there will be no din of Rekha because it's Shnei Mason Shekhar and Zayim Zed Sheikh Mazara Bimei Isha Mahu. So there's other elements in the woman's body. They had relations and then the woman died, so the Sheikh Mazara of the man is inside of the woman. So the mere meaning came in the way it's their kikufa dami. It has not generated a child yet, so it's still part of the, we're saying the child is considered distinct from distinct. So that which is the progenitor of the child, maybe it's the same as the child. So no, well, it didn't create it yet. But then we came in the meal makasi loy. Okay. Okay. Bora Papa Pirsha Mahu. The fecal matter in the person's body. So what's the status of that? So kimin the loy mekayma, but the loy ochla chiyusahu. People have to eat, and this is the natural process of how the body processes food. So we do not look like. So this is the this is part of the food. Food is not considered something distinct from the body. That's part of how a person lives. So we don't look at that as an outside, a foreign matter. Okay. A boy Rav Acha braid Rav Ika Aroy Mao. So the Rush mentioned before is Machlok is whether Or is Tumi made a rice made a rabbanon, because it's not Basar. It's not and the Or is not I mean theoretically by an animal the Moshul the meat is eaten, the Or is not eaten, it's distinct from the Basar. So Basar mace says it doesn't have tumma. Or of the mace made of rice, it doesn't have tumma. It's a common number that or doesn't have tumma. So lechara so we should argue that the or is considered a galgalin. Or do we say that even though it's not something itself, it's not a source of tumma, but since that's the normal way the body presents, that's not considered a foreign matter. So a person has mucus. Samura says, "Omalei Rav Shmuel Bar Acha l'Rav Papa." So they are presenting these shadows in the base medrash. So he asked Rav Papa, "Bisul datu kolahani dekamer habi galgalin." So if you're contemplating that the parish is considered galgalin, the or is considered galgalin, and the mucus is considered galgalin, so then this rekav is irrelevant. It's never going to happen. Rek of the Matame Hekim Ishkach's law. Moore says the Ashke made the kolam before he died. He gave him made the kolam. We remember we had a Shabbos that's a laxative. So they cleaned him out before he died. The Sachya Nosho, and then they then they smeared on this cream onto the body, which takes off all the hair. And Mishal Kuba Meitaberia, and then they soaked him in Meitaberia, which takes off the skin. I'm not sure why that would be relevant, you know, in such a case, but okay. Right, I understand. I'm saying the shadow is like, why, you know, if you ask me why in the world somebody would be doing that, I have no understand what the motivation would be, but that the more shadows in that scenario. Okay, let's see the rush. Bottom rush on Nanalfa Manalov. Uber Shame Imoi Mihavi Galgalin. Kishne Mason Shakut Nikur Yakal. So we said before that Abirakulin said Shne Mason, which are Nikur, each one acts as a Galgalin for the other one. So do we look at the Uber like Shne Mason? Just over here. The Gerson that we have in the Gemara is Kim and the Itzer, and the so then the next step of the rush is Shaloi Noitzer Adayin Ha'uber Ve'ein Sefer Lotzeis. So the other dying Uber should have a lotze. It was not created yet the Uber which would have a dinner of lotze. So Pirsha, the parish of Emeo, the parish of the waste matter in the body which is ready has been consumed, and the body is just waiting to remove it. What's its status? Uramahu. So Drosh Mistarbali, it makes sense to me that this Shaila, the Miborle, the Madamar Or Tohor Minator. So according to the opinion which holds that the Or is Minorais is not Tome. So then I can understand that the more is then presenting the possibility that not only is not like Basr, since Midarais is not Tame, is not Basr, and now Manasseh Lugagalgalin. So the Rosh, nearly, Tami Matsu Lemipshit Midarabba Barbrachonu, we can be pushed the Shail of Or from the Gemara before by the hair. Domer Dafka Gozas Saroy. Till they cut off the hair is not considered galgalin. Alba gal the filmi rabbanon tor hair once it's removed is not even tummy mirabbanon, so it's clearly less part of the body than the or. But as long as it's attached, it's considered part of the body. So the or kalvachomer is considered part of the body. The Mora could have brought a rye from that, but that's not a compelling rye because it's an Amora presenting a Shiloh. A different Amora is saying something. Ah, you're going to ask me the Mora brought a rye from Rabbi Bechana in the Gemara before. That was, they were discussing the exact same din. But over here, you're being a dyke from his din of Sar to din of Or. We were not looking for that type of a rye. So the water for this well which grows between these two dekolim. So meaning we have the Shabbos Perik Shmona Shrotzim. So this was not any made dekolim. There was a specific place. So Trei Ta'alta Ika B'Merava. There's two palm trees in Merava and Eretz Yisrael in a certain place. Menafik Ina De Maya Mi Ben. And there's a spring of water which comes up between the two. So Kasa Kama, the first cup of that water, Merapi, loosens up, it softens the stool. Ve'idach Meshalsho, a second cup creates diarrhea. Ve'idach, the third cup, Kihecha Da'ayol Hachinofik, it's so strong that the water comes out as clean as it went in. That's how powerful it is of a laxative it is. So in our Gemara over here, the case was they gave him three cups. So we know that we removed all of the parish. It also removes the kicha and the niyoy. Now, not sure what the connection over that is. How made the colon removes, I mean, the person drinks it, so apparently it clears out the nostrils and everything else also. The Mora in Shabbos doesn't talk about they made the kolim in the context of clearing out the mucus. The Mora discusses it only in the context of the digestive tract. V'sachin nosha sam, it was a type of a cream shemaver hasar, which removes all the hair. V'shalke nami v'meitereya lahaver ora. Then they soaked him in meitereya, which takes off the skin.
So it would seem that the Gemara now says something about this.
What? Say something about this. There's still a considerable quantity of person left.
Yeah, but the point is, there's no or.
Yes.
So now that's the case of record.
Yes.
That's all the more saying, if you're saying or acts as Galgalin, so where's their case of record? Case of record when there's no or. Which more, it's possible. Okay. Amar Abaya. Nakhtina, we have a Masorah. Mesh Shetachdoi Ein Lerekah. If they took a mace and instead of allowing it to disintegrate, they pulverized it into they ground it up into small pieces. So that's, there's no din of rekev. So even though it's now these fine particles, it's the offer of the mace, but it wasn't through the natural process of recovery, it was through grinding. That's not rekev. So they ground it, and eventually it's as it sat, whatever was there was nirkav. So what's the lacha? Mahu media
who time the first case.
They took the mace and they ground it up into pieces.
Right. But so, then it made me rekav by definition, isn't it? Disintegrated.
So it's disintegrated. They made it disintegrate artificially by grinding it.
I see.
So that's not rekav. Rekav means through the process of recovery of disintegrating. So Morris says, okay, but now that it's these pieces, eventually it sits there, it's going to disintegrate. So what's the law? Immediately, time element, the Ika, Basar, Gidim, Atzamas, Ika. So it has to come from Basar, Gidim, Atzamas, which it did. So now it's recovered, which came from Basar, Gidim, Atzamas. The fact that it grounded in the middle doesn't change anything. Adilma, Kibriyasai, Be'inan, Velek. Take it. It has to come from being in the original state. That's where the din of rekav was said. So this step in between would remove the status of rekav. So where's this taken? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So the Gemara, Tani Ula Bar Chanina, Mace Shechosar. If the mace was buried, missing a neighbor, so Ein Le Rekav. So I remember it from the Mishnah. I guess it's on the Mishnah. More brings us a brisa. Maybe it's before Shema on the Mishnah. That's possible. It's a Rav maybe. So, if the original burial of the mace, even one aver was missing, so later on when it disintegrates, even though it's much more than a molotarib, but it didn't come from a full mace, there's no din of rekav. Now, we said, the more I said before, if you have a full mace, only part of it was nirkav, that's called rekav. So this is a chiddush. You know, we're saying right now you need the whole mace to disintegrate. Then you take them all the time, but that's rekav. Right? But the more said before, we have a case where the whole mace is there and part of it was nirkav, and the more said that's rekav. Just if it started from the akev, maybe not. So we don't need the whole mace to be disintegrating, but there's a law that we have to start with the whole mace. Okay. Veloy tefusa. Now there's a law that in a case that in a scenario of pinyatzamis that we're exhuming the body to rebury somewhere else. So the law is that not only do you have to take the mace, we have to take some of the ground underneath the mace, because we assume that some of the lech on different things of the mace penetrated into the ground, so that has to be taken with the mace as well. Three tefachim Shomer worth deep worth of ground. That's called Tefusa. So he says the Meisher Chaser, this halacha of Tefusa doesn't apply. I'm sorry, three etzbos, not three etzbos. So there's no din of Tefusa by a Meisher Chaser. Okay. Below Shkunas Kavaris. So there's a din later on. We'll see in the last parak that when the Mesim are buried in a if multiple Mesim are buried near each other in a haphazard fashion, it means that area wasn't designated to be placed for Kavaris. So if the Mesim are removed for whatever reason, the area can be used for other purposes. But if they're buried in a normal fashion, that gets a din of Shkunas HaKavaris. You can't use it for other purposes. So if it's buried, Choser, it does not generate Shkunas HaKavaris. Okay. Fine. Zogt. Let's see the rush. Meisha Tachlo Ein Lo Rekev. The offer Rekoven Gemiri really offered Tchina. The halacha what you've seen there was through the process of Rekoven, not through the process of Tchina. Even though it looks the same, it's pulverized, it's fine particles of a mace, but it's through the process of Rekoven. Lo Tefusa. The Kamon Perak Basa the Farish Lo. The Mafana Hamace Mikibroi. Sarklito Tefusa Seima Gimel Etzbos Mikarka. Psula Sabbath Mace. So it doesn't apply when the mace is buried chaser. Loshkunas Kabaris, the common parak basim or farish. Motzikum a mesim. So if you find three mesim, imyesh, benzel, zet, midalad amas, ve'ad chav, if they're buried with a space of somewhere between the minimum of 4 amas and the maximum of 20 amas, harezer shkunas kavaris. So we assume it's an area where mesim have been buried. Ubaidik mimena will how long chaf amas. So we have to assume there are other mesim. There's a chiv to be baidik further to see if there are other mesim as well. So you find one mace, we're not mechiv to look for more. You find two, we're not mechiv to look. We find three already, we have to question that this was designated as an area for kvoris, and we have to seek out other kvoris. There's no logic behind this argument. These are all halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and this is how the halacha Moshe Mitzinai was said. And that's it. Okay. Meisve, which is a mission areas, which discusses an Eber Menachai is Matama like a mace. So an Eber Menachai was Parish Menachai, it's not your Eber Menachai. And on that Eber, the Kazai's Buster from of Chai is not Matame. But an Eber Menachai, which has Buster Gidim and Atzomis, is Matama like a mace. Now, from that Eber Menachai, Kazai is a Buster was Nifrash. So does have a din of Tome, the Tuma. Once you're Kaveh in Tuma on the Eber Menachai, so now it's like a mace. Well, Kazai is Buster from a mace is Matame. Or no, this is the din is ksais baser from a chai is not matame. So the Mora says we should learn from mace. The Mishnah said lo, that's not true. Imam Marta be mace. If the loch of that ksais baser from mace is tame, is sheish lo roiv v'roiva. It has din of roiv binyana roiv binyana of tzamis. Has din of roiv akava tzamis. Maloy tarbid rekev, and it has din of rekev. Tarbid b'chai she'en loy roiv. There's no din of roiv at samus. There's no din of roiv at samus. Maloy maloy tarbid rekev. So you can't learn from mace to chai. So Morris says hechidami. I mean, the ark of chad aver. So, I mean, the case over here was you're discussing that there's no din malot tavid rekav on Eiver Minachai. So, what was the scenario? The Eiver Minachai was Nifrash, and then it was Nikrav. So, you're saying, well, by a mace, that'd be Tomei. But by a Chai, it's not. Because if you're talking about a mace, one Eiver is not Tomei. So, the scenario of Eiver Minachai, the problem is because it's a Chai. There's no din of malot tavid rekav either by a Chai or a mace, by an Eiver. One aver. So it's not something which the mace is more chomer than a chai. So the chomer can be mace. I feel a chai aver. Iker rekav. You see, by mace one aver does have the number rekav. So Samur says no. Miktani Homes, Yerming Medaik, the same scenario of Avram and Achai, Avram and Amaze. That's because had it been Amaze, it'd be different. Didn't say that in the Mishnah. Hakamash 1, Shum Mace Yeshla Rekav, Shum Chai and Lerekav. The Chumra is, Maceim in general, there's a din of Rekav, and by Chai, there's never been a Rekav. Not that that scenario exactly of Mace, of there would be a din Rekav. Okay. Let's leave the rush for tomorrow.